This is now the second year that I had the honor to be part of the Atlatchinoli Metli, which is the Nahuatl word for the ancient ritual that we celebrate here in Austria, also known as the moon dance, the Danza della Luna, where we come together with more than 200 women to dance 4 nights under the moonlight during full moon. It's 4 days in which we don't eat, where we stay awake all night, we dance, we sing, we pray, and we sweat in the sweat lodges. These rituals in Europe, they were forbidden for more than 1,000 years. And now we have the chance to come together again, to pray for peace in this world, to express the love we feel for our planet, our Mother Earth, for our children, for our families, for humanity. We had the call to share an episode about the moon dance, and we have the special honor to have an interview here with Antara, who is the woman that brought the moon dance from Mexico to Austria. Mujer serpiente, cambia tu piel. Cambia, cambia, cambia tu piel. Mujer serpiente, cambia tu piel. Cambia, cambia, cambia tu piel. Moon dance is just an amazing medicine to bring to the woman and to say, hermanas, if we all pray together, we can really transform the collective consciousness just by our heart prayer intentions, no? The circle we talk about prayers, we feel also is a circle of love. No? We come here to heal everything that doesn't allow us to stay connected with the love and the light that we are. But for this we need to clean, no? And we need to grow, because it's important that we grow and we have deeper understanding about who we are and the space of freedom that we can live as well. I guess like 10 or 12 years ago, I went to my sister, they called me and said, you must come, there is a moon dance here in Mexico. And immediately I felt goosebumps, like, okay, I come in and I went there. First step in the circle of the moon dance, I have a confirmation in my heart that I belong to this circle immediately, you know. That was like, wow, I know this, I've been in this. But in the meanwhile, I was living here in Austria and always I give sweat lot, you know. This is a medicine that I work. And I start going back again to Mexico to the next moon dance. But then I was giving a sweat lodge here in Valfidl. And then came this very clear vision inside the sweat lodge over the abuelitas, the stones, about, oh, it's time to make the moon dance here in Austria. No? And I was like, wow, how are we going to make it? It was just a vision. No? And then my sisters, Ameyalsin and Xicoatl, they were doing the journey for many, many years. They invited me the first time for the moon dance. And in the meanwhile, I stopped, so I was like going like a little bit more delay. But in that time, they were finished in the 9 years. So the moon dance is a journey that you need to go through 4 years commitment, 7 years, until you do 9 years. Once you do this 9 years, you can open a circle. So then I called the sisters, this vision of the moon dance is here. It was coming for me very clear in sweat lodge. And invite them if they can come so we can open a circle here. The moon dance is a very ancient tradition. It was received, this medicine, through 9 different women. They were gathering in Mexico 28 years ago, where they realized that it has to offer a ceremony for the well-being of the women, no? To heal the history of the lineages of the women. So they meet these 9 women to start performing this prayer, no? Performing, as I say, to make this prayer. And through making this prayer, they start having a lot of revelations about, oh, this, we have to continue this work. So this was 28 years ago. I'm resuming everything because the story is like a mythology, a legend. And then the Circle of the Mundans start growing. This was 28 years ago. They start 9 women. And then the circle start growing, growing, growing. And actually in Mexico, there are around 700 women praying and dancing together every year. And it's an international circle with women from 18 to 80 or 85 years old. You see real, real elders in the circle with the same purpose, with the same prayer, with the same prayer for peace, for unity. And for me, the moon dance is a prayer for unification of the races, of the tribes, of the colors. And it's a prayer where the women are responsible to make it. We go into the circle, we do our offering, that is to be fasting, not sleeping, and in a very concentrated work. But always we say that the moon dance cannot be alive without the support of our brothers, our moms, because we need them. They are the guardians also, no? We dance, we pray, but they are making this possible. Otherwise it's not possible. They're taking care of the sacred fire, of the sacred water temple. And yeah, and this vision has been growing a lot, no? It's like now there are different main mundas in different countries. But the main mother circle is Mexico, where I also dance at the moment. In this moment I dance in two circles, the Mexican. This year will be my 7th year in Mexico. And here I'm, 3 years. This was my 3rd year here. So for me, it feels the right moment and the right time to bring this to Europe. I said to bring, it was not my intention to bring it. It was a vision coming, and in the vision it's very clear, spirit is saying, okay, take a little moment to see this vision. I could never imagine what we are able to manifest, no? Because a vision is a vision, it's like a picture, no? It's like a paint. You have it there, you see the colors, you see the light, and you feel an energy. But then to manifest it is a completely different reality, no? And at the moment I'm organizing it, so I'm like weaving, no? It's like all the time I feel like weaving. The sister from Mexico coming to here, the sister with the grandmother, you know, they are very connected. And like this with different countries. I say with different tribes because now it feels more like beyond the name of your country, no? So I feel very into the weaving different words. And it isn't a strong prayer. It's a prayer for Mother Earth, for to give back everything that she has been giving to us, no? We believe that the humankind lost the connection with the elements and the nature. We start walking and living against the law of the nature. So we start more taking from the nature than having a life in balance with the nature. So I guess in this special time that we are living, this corona time, we arrive to a point of a really strong point in humanity that we are all aware that something we were doing completely wrong, no? We were walking in against the law of nature, no? So suddenly the human has to stop and recontemplate how are you walking on life. Deep into the womb I go, deep into the womb I know, deep into the womb I go, deep into the womb I know. Hold my hand, sister. Hold my hand, hold my hand, sister, hold my hand. When you enter the red pass, the red pass starts vibrating in you. and you start enter that frequency, and that frequency has a lot of medicine and knowledge. And it's a knowledge that doesn't come from a new age creation, comes from a tradition. And we are very honoring the tradition that our ancestors, they left us for us to live it today and to pray today. And we try in our circle is called Atlatinoli, Mestli, to keep it as clear as has been given to us, not to add new things, no? We follow a calendar, we follow the tradition, and we receive through the mundans, the altars, the songs, the prayer, the mother drum, all the medicine of the sweat lodge, all the forms that they allowed us to do this collective prayer. And we sing and we pray for Mother Earth and connecting with the Great Spirit and the forces of the elements. And we know very deep that while we perform this, we are busy now. We are singing, we are dancing, we are praying. But we know our prayers are heard in different levels. Like something is happening in the vibration of the earth, something is happening in different fields of consciousness. And this is our prayer, not to come together, to unite our hearts, to unite our intentions for a better world. And if we are as much people as we are, we can really send this vibration to all the corners of the earth. In love with this work. There is a part of work, yes, because I'm organizing, so we call it here in the circle is service, no? Because they cannot be paid. When you are in service, you are just very active. No? People ask, oh, how you have much energy? I say, we're just passing. You are in service of the divine or the great spirit, and there is nothing like, oh, no, there is just giving. But you know you are recharged by the divine energy, so... Myself, I can really keep on going, and my regeneration happened very fast. I need some hours, some time off, be myself, and then I'm there, no? And feels amazing when we opened the Mundans 3 years ago here in this place. It has been all very magical, no? Since we asked the petition, the vision came, then I talked with the sisters, came the vision to open a Mundan circle. The sisters, they were never imagined they will open a Mundan circle. They has to think about. Then they talk with Grandmother Tonalmi, the main grandmother of the circle in Mexico. And then grandmother say, okay, we will go to Austria to see if we meet committed women to keep on our prayer. So 4 years ago, they came, the three of them, Grandmother Tonalmi, Amejal Sinan Shukotl. And we did a lot of workshops and sweat lot, and there was a really strong response of the people. And then Grandmadre she started receiving a lot of information about Austria. And then she has the confirmation that it is Austria the place where to open the Mundans. And then many things, no? The mythology is amazing. So she one night, she started receiving the information, okay, why is Austria? And also here in the Museum of Ethnology of Vienna, there are the three most important symbols of the Mundans. And this we did not know about, no? So these are the synchronies, no? That we could start understanding why Great Spirit sent this vision. And now we go to the Museum of Ethnology even before to come to pray and to ask permission to elevate this prayer. And then you start uniting the pieces, no? the vision came, the sister finishing the mundans, grandmother coming, visiting the museum, realizing this sacred piece for the Mexican is a very, one of the most sacred symbols of the anthropology sources of Mexico. And then the mundans start happening here, and now our prayer is to, of course, to open the circle and to grow organically. And we know the circle, we keep on going. I believe that what we are doing is something that is not new. I think the women in all the lineages, all the tribes from the ancestors, they used to gather, no? There are many tribes in Africa where the women, they live together and the men, they live in another village. And they are coming together as a family, no? But has been always part of the nature of the human existence that the women, they create sisterhood and the brotherhood. In this moment, it's very strong sisterhood, no? But also we believe that the women, we have a very deep connection with the earth, and it's very easy because we are mothers, we are creators of life, to enter the state of love and praying for peace. It's something not coming new. I think when we enter the circle, we feel very familiar with something in the circle. We say, wow, this I know it, or why I feel so homey when I'm in between women. Why I feel so homey praying with another woman. It's not because it's new. I think, in my belief, that we did this all our lives, no? I did this, if you believe in past life, I did it always. This was my experience when I entered in Mexico. I entered my feet in the circle. I start crying and I start just having visions. I said, wow, I did this many past lives, no? So it was so a longing, it was so fulfilled. Guanamaboya, Yukihuhan, Hurakan, Wa, Naboridaka, Naboridaka, Hakatu. A prayer is coming always from the space of the heart, and it's coming from a space of love. And when we come together, our power is bigger, no? When this year, it was difficult to create the mundans because of all the regulations. And there were so many sisters praying for the same intention, and the things were supporting, no? So it sounds like sometimes very mystic, because where do you find the prayers, no? But it's got all into the collective conscience, that this is a frequency in itself. This is how I understand how we create movements, no? The circle is all about movements, no? We create figures, we create movements, so... I think it's very simple, but we enjoy to be together. We love rituals, we love ceremonies, we like to work with the elements, with the herbs, with the plants. I'm also a dance teacher. So for me, dance is something that is like to eat, no? You have to know that not dancing, no, it's like no eating, as you know. My soul cannot exist if I don't dance. So I think it's part of the nature of the humankind, as you know, and in the woman also. No? Medicine woman, share your dance with Mother Earth and all the people, with Mother Earth and all the people. I really believe that these times, like what the corona brings to the world, is an acceleration of our process into the good direction. So actually I feel everything is happening as part of the beauty of the human to awake. And my message is for all the sisters that they feel like a call to be in a circle like the mundans, to go there and to taste it by their own, no? Because there is something written in the history of the woman, and there is times to come together in prayer, it's come to come together and to manifest one unity consciousness uniting our thoughts, uniting our intentions, uniting our prayers. And to come together with women is a big opportunity to co-create a strong feel of peace for the earth. It's not something so far out. I think in the back of the brain and inside the heart of every woman, this exists. It's not something that we need to convince you about. I think every woman is wishing the best for your children, for the earth, for relations. So my wish is like all the moon circles all over the earth can be growing and growing and growing. And the vision, it will be many, 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 many moon circles happening in many different countries of the earth, little by little, as a part of a prophecy, because it is a prophecy. So we know Great Spirit is moving everything and weaving, no? Weaving the different directions of the earth for this to happen. Oh my God.